If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer, Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, bearcreekarsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show on this 15th of August. My, oh my, a lot happening over the weekend. I tried to go on a little vacation. My main man, Clay, holding it down on Friday, but over the weekend, phones blowing up, things going crazy. All about this Trump Mar-a-Lago raid situation. We are going to break down the latest for you here. On the legality.
Here's the big question, though. Were people well-behaved at the beach? Did you overhear their music? Were you antagonized by the Hamptons era behavior? Like, how would you describe it?
I was a guest out in the Hamptons. Very different vibe out there, Clay. There's far less pulsing techno music on the beach. It's more people with parasols and walking around with a top hat and a monocle. So,
yes, lots of really rich people.
Different vibe out there. It was nice. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Yeah, it was very quiet, though. Very, very beautiful. Long Island in the summer is an amazing place, I will say that. So it was nice to be a guest out there and spend some time. Lovely, lovely town. But it was good. And I know you had a lot to talk about on Friday. We're also going to discuss the latest with the walk back from all the mandates, the CDC changing now what the guidelines are, because this is exactly what we said was going to happen, that instead of admitting, okay, basically the whole thing has fallen apart, they're just going piece by piece, pulling these things away and hoping that you don't notice.
That's right.
That the only reason they're pulling them away, whether it's about quarantine periods, the difference in policy for the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, all of that stuff. So we're going to make some sense of that. And did you see also, Clay, this Boston Children's Hospital, some of this video about.
Yeah, I watched some of that video over the weekend.
We got to talk about this with everybody because I had randomly a couple of docs that I know send this to me. MD say, have you seen this? And I'm sitting here going, I cannot believe this stuff.
For people who haven't heard it, it's basically under 18-year-old, sometimes like 13 and 14-year-old, body mutilation surgeries to make people comply with what these young teenagers, young kids are saying is their gender.
Yeah, they call it a gender affirmation surgery, and they ignore the fact that there are more and more people who are trying to have their voices heard who are the detransitioners. Because the notion of a detransition means, one, a lot of times it's based on either emotional, psychological, or even physical pain, regret from this, and the physical manifestations. But also, what exactly does that say about the need to transition and to be celebrated if there are people who do this and that it needs to be de-affirmed in a sense? We'll talk about that later on, because the biggest thing, obviously, right now in the whole country is the situation of the raid on former President Trump, the documents at Mar-a-Lago. I was reading about this all weekend. I was speaking to legal experts. There were a lot of conservatives, believe it or not, in the media and government folks heads of the beach out in Long Island over the weekend. So I had some good company out there and was able to speak to them about where they all think this is going, Clay. And here's one part of it. You know, on politics, we had been asking for months, what's coming, right? There's got to be a plan. We've been saying this. It can't just be this decrepit Biden administration and decrepit Biden himself doddering around, looking confused, high inflation, saying things that aren't true, deploying Kamala. We'll talk about the latest Kamala-ism later this hour. Deploying Kamala Harris to just spew gibberish. I mean, I don't even know what she thinks she's trying to say. There had to be something else going on. And it feels like this is now the plan. We're seeing it. This was coming all along. This is their version of going on offense. This is either a distraction at minimum, right? A distraction from what a bad job the Biden administration, or it is, in their minds, the most recent offensive they can pull off against former President Trump to stop him, of course, from becoming future President Trump. Everyone, I'm just going to put this to you, Clay, and then we can dive into the documents because I was reading a lot about what they have and what they're saying. And sure enough, oh, the nuclear stuff, it's all nuclear. Oh, they choose the scariest sounding thing. I'll discuss what I think is likely going on there. Clay, every person that I spoke to over the weekend in person, including a former attorney general, legal experts from across the media spectrum, say they think President Trump is getting indicted by this Merrick Garland, Biden, DOJ.
What's interesting about the indictment potentially that might be coming is the timing, right? Because the whole thing is interesting in that aspect. First of all, I think the vast majority of sane people are going to recognize this for what it is, a political persecution designed to weaken Donald Trump in advance of 2024. And January 6th, I don't know if you saw the data. They did a big morning consult. I think it was deep dive on whether the summer of January 6th has impacted anybody's beliefs.
Nobody
at all.
Cared, just like we
nobody
said.
Nobody cared.
Yeah.
Nobody cared. It had zero impact in terms of Donald Trump's overall standing in the Republican Party and nationwide. And so I think they also have recognized, to me, what this raid represents, Buck, is a default acknowledgement that there is no case to be made on January 6th. And so you're kicking around trying to find whatever you possibly can. If you're Merrick Garland and everybody on the left wing in this country is holding your feet to the fire, and in general, you are a fairly weak man, because I think he is, who has spent much of his career in sort of the political mainstream trying to avoid offending anyone. And so you're going to bring charges having to do with what the raid was at Mar-a-Lago. And I think that's the intent. Now, I do think the political pressure could get ratcheted up on Merrick Garland to such an extent, and people like you and me who are rational and reasonable and are looking at all the evidence can point out, well, wait a minute, Hillary Clinton totally escaped all prosecution for mishandling way more documents. You've got the history of not prosecuting people very aggressively under many of the statutes that they're potentially citing. But what they want is to destroy Donald Trump politically. And that's why I think it will be sometime after the midterm, because I think, Buck, it'll be way too political to charge him, I think, before the midterms in 90 days or whatever the heck it is now till the official midterms. But I think sometime in December, I would say probably at right after the first of the year, that they will charge Trump.
Now, a lot of this is premised or in the background of all this, I should say, we should remember that they're asking us, the people that are saying this is an enormous breach of the public trust and the nuclear secrets, and Trump was basically writing down his golf scores next to the nuclear codes, and the people
right.
that are all going to the absolute maximum level of hysteria on this, they are also simultaneously asking us to trust them, whether it's Merrick Garland or the FBI or the Biden White House or the people in the media. I mean, you can go. There is a direct correlation. I want everyone to know this right now. A direct correlation. If someone right now is telling you in the national news media, somebody who has some kind of following in public life, that Donald Trump should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, and you need to trust them on this, the documents, they have them, it's so serious. These are the same people who were telling you that Donald Trump stole the 2016 election with some nefarious Kremlin plot that was never actually rooted in anything other than innuendo, fantasy, and outright lies. They haven't admitted that, by the way, but we all know that to be the case. So we sit here, Clay, trying to analyze things. On the one hand, we can't see because they won't let us see the documents, and that's part of the game. Part of the issue here for us is that they're never going to, if it's super secret stuff, the people that are going to press charges against Trump will never be able to publicly release it, because the public release of the documents of that level of high classification, TSSCI, New York Times writing about this, top secret and secret compartmented information, right? That means sensitive stuff. If that is what is going on here, and I do not believe that is the case, we're going to have to take their word for it.
That's right.
And that's the part of this where I'm sorry, the rational response is an extended solitary finger at the people who are saying, we know we've lied to you constantly to try to take down Trump. We know he's their white whale, but we promise Captain Ahab has gotten on the straight and narrow now.
Think about this for a minute, Buck, because I was thinking about, I like to go down the road and think about what happens if there are charges brought. We know they would probably be brought where? In Washington, D.C., where you have a forum that certainly would favor a conviction of Donald Trump for something or other. What happens if Trump is the nominee, and couldn't he run for president and pardon himself from all of the, like, have you thought about this? Just, I want everybody out there listening, you too, like everybody out there, legally, this is such an unbelievable mess that we are proceeding down, because you could end up with a situation where getting charged actually strengthens Trump politically, because it confirms for his base what he's been saying for a long time, which is the deep state is aligned against him. Simultaneously, it could also strengthen things for the left wing in the country, because it confirms their narrative that Trump was an awful human being and needed to be charged with crimes. So you could have both of the bases of the Democrat and Republican Party strengthened by charges, and then we go into 2024, and 2024 basically becomes a referendum on Trump again. If he were to win, couldn't he come out with his pardon ability and pardon himself from any conviction that might have been levied against him by the this is such newfound legal territory. I'm not sure there's really well-grounded legal philosophy here, but this is where we're headed to in my mind as I work through it.
You're going to see a lot of back and forth over where does the power to declassify really exist, because there are statutes that they're now claiming Trump violated, but in the actual handling of, so if you violate the presidential directive about classified information and the handling of it, because Congress doesn't actually set forth all these rules and regulations about who gets what. Security clearances don't come from the Congress, right? There's not some statute. It goes through the executive branch. So the executive function is involved here at the very top level, and it's really executive branch information. It doesn't belong to Congress. This is getting into this weird place where Congress passes laws about it, but the top authority, the top declassification authority, is considered to be the president of and the head of the executive branch. So now we're going to have Kash Patel joining, who was senior. He was acting chief of staff for the Secretary of Defense for President Trump, and somebody who was being talked about for an even more senior intelligence role in the next Trump administration, right? He's a guy who knows this game backwards and forwards. We're going to talk to him about what happens when the president says this stuff is, there's a standing declassification order for any of these documents. Essentially, what does the law say about a president who goes, okay, this box of information, I deem it declassified? They're going to say, oh no, there's a process that involves notification or something, but that's an executive branch process, meaning the president sets that. It's almost like it's an executive order or something the president has decided previously. If he decides that he's declassifying, it goes. And I can tell you there have been presidents in the past, including when I was in the CIA, Clay, who said something, and we all, and people in the community or people with clearances went, ooh, that's actually technically not something you're supposed to let rip like that. We call that real-time declassification, which is not a statutory thing, but it's the way it goes.
Well, and I think what you're hitting at, and this is why it's going to be such a black hole of legality in many ways, is because there aren't a lot of precedents for what the Department of Justice under Merrick Garland is trying to do to President Trump. So, you know, there's always this situation when you're in law school. I'll talk about this a little bit when I come back, but you get hypotheticals on uncertain law and have to analyze what might happen. We're in uncharted territory here, and that's where everyone is.
I also want to know a question that I have that I do not have a good answer to, but I have some theories, is why did Trump keep the documents?
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't think that is an indictment of Trump or that. I want to know why he wanted these documents, because I have a feeling that there's a lot in there that he wanted to get out to the public and he wanted his people to go through them. But I'm not sure. I don't know. That's a theory. I'm not saying that that's clear.
Yeah.
But we'll come back.
And that ties in interesting. Let's talk about that when we come back, because I think it's an interesting legal angle to consider as well. Name a company committed to raising their prices this year, not raising their prices. By the way, your cell phone bill just keeps going up. Let's just be honest. We don't need to play games here. Every single year, a lot of months out there, you're paying more, and a lot of you are feeling like you're getting less. And that is whether you have got AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, whoever you've got, these big brands, they keep charging you more. And right now, we're telling you with Pure Talk, you can lock in full text, talk, and data on America's most reliable 5G network for just $30 a month. Plus, you can get a month free when you switch today. You can end up with keeping your exact same phone number and your exact same phone. Only takes 10 minutes. Boom, here's how you do it. Get your phone in your hand, dial #250, say Clay and Buck for a special offer. It's the best way to instantly get connected with U.S.-based customer service who can help you make the easy switch over from the current carrier to Pure Talk. And thanks to Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you won't regret it. Switch to Pure Talk now and get a month free. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and Pure Talk will be, for you, a great money saver because it is simply smarter wireless.
There is a great evil taking place in our society. Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken. Preborn is dedicated to saving these precious lives, and every day, the staff members at Preborn Clinics rescue 200 babies and help women in crisis by sharing light, love, and a free ultrasound.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
You see, when an expectant mother meets her precious baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life for her baby. Would you join me and Preborn in rescuing babies' lives? One ultrasound is just $28, and for $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds helping to rescue 5 babies' lives. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck, sponsored by Preborn.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Okay, so I just want to set the table here for a conversation we're about to have when we come back here in a few minutes, Buck. So you asked a really good question. Why would Trump keep these documents? I think one argument is, and I think it's a strong one, if he elects to make it publicly, that he believes that there are things that validate his view of Ukraine, his view of what's going on with Russia, and he thinks that otherwise they might be hidden by the quote-unquote deep state. Here's a challenge that I want everybody to think about. Making a public case that he intentionally kept this documents could undercut a defense that he has, which is that he declassified all of these documents and may not have personal knowledge of exactly which documents got moved out of the White House. You know, there are so many different parallel arguments, some of which are contradictory from a legal perspective, that make this such an unprecedented and uncharted terrain, Buck, that I want to really kind of have a deep dive with you here in a few minutes about how that should be analyzed from a legal perspective.
It's essential because what it seems, if they bring the indictment, I think that this actually goes to the heart of whether or not they will, because if they bring the indictment, what they are saying is that this was a willful, intentional, clear decision by Trump to break the law, to have these documents, which seems crazy. Does anyone believe that Trump, his hair all tussled up late at night in the White House, was going through page by page 30 boxes or 50 boxes or whatever it is of documents? I don't think so, folks. But we'll get into this in just a moment. Look, I'm trying to get to the gym as often as possible, but I had to look something up recently. Labrum, as in, ow, my labrum hurts. Hitting the PR on the bench, Clay, it feels good, but then at night when your shoulder's sore, it doesn't feel so good anymore. I've overexerted myself a bit, and now for weeks I've been trying to get better. You know what I've been doing, though? That's finally started to help. Taking Relief Factor. The pain has actually subsided, folks. It is amazing. It's as easy as just taking the recommended 3 packets a day. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free product. It's 4 natural ingredients. I'm not just going to take anything, but I know there's been so much great data on Relief Factor, and so many people in our audience, including my own dad, when he plays golf, his hands hurt, and his shoulders, his wrists, he's had great results with Relief Factor. So I said, you know what, I'm going to try it. My labrum isn't hurting as much. It's a fun word. Join the more than 500,000 people. Order the 3-week quick start to deal with your aches and pains right now. Only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com. Clay and Buck Show going strong, and a lot to discuss here. If you're a lawyer or a person who has experience with classified documents and you have a theory about where this is going, curious to hear it, because I'm telling you, even the best experts I know are in some way, they seem to believe that an indictment is likely coming, but how that plays out, what will Biden do, what the charge would be, is it against Trump, is it against one of the people who worked for Trump, how will that be included as well, because clearly Trump isn't the only one who was handling documents. There's so many theories out there, so 800-282-2882 on that. Governor Ron DeSantis is pointing something out here about you can trust the FBI line you're hearing in the background.
These agencies have now been weaponized to be used against people that the government doesn't like. And you look at the raid at Mar-a-Lago, and I'm trying to remember, maybe someone here can remind me about when they did a search warrant at Hillary's house in Chappaqua when she had a rogue server and she was laundering classified information. I don't remember them doing that. I do remember them manufacturing a false conspiracy theory about Russia collusion. I remember that. That was not true. That was an abuse of power. I remember a lawyer for the FBI got caught doctoring an application for FISA surveillance against an innocent man. I remember the FBI, at Merrick Garland's direction, being sicked on parents going to school board meetings.
Clay, I remember it, and you remember it, and I think everybody listening does as well, and it's important context for everything that's going on right now. The people that are demanding trust have broken our trust on these issues and related to Trump. But to circle back to what you had just said up a second ago,
yeah,
the documents. Why would President, I mean, I'm honestly, this is beyond, you know, I was a worker bee, right? Like I was working in these documents in a vault, in a secure facility all day long at the CIA. But presidents have a different, you know, have different powers, obviously different authorities. And also they'll keep documents, I believe, to go into a presidential library. So perhaps that's part of this. But I have had people tell me that they believe that some of these documents were declassified specifically having to do with Russiagate, and that is why Trump wanted custody of them so that he could have his team at some point go through them. We'll ask Kash Patel about this later. What do you think? Why the boxes of docs?
I think the idea that Trump was going through in the final hours of his time in the White House and saying yes, no, yes, no. The analogy that I've made that I think registers with a lot of people is if you've ever moved, how often are you unable to even hardly keep track of what you are moving from one residence to another residence? How long does it take you to get everything unpacked? This is why, Buck, to your point, I do think some things, however, he intentionally kept. We discussed the Kim Jong-un letters. I think he may well have wanted to keep those. There may be investigative materials that are confidential that he believes buttresses his argument that he did nothing wrong with Ukraine or that the Russia collusion hoax was all made up. And remember, they, long before this became a controversy, and we'll talk to Cash about this in the next hour, they made a big show, Buck, of saying the president has declassified a massive tranche of documents, and I don't believe those have been released to the American public yet. So he may wanted to have keep some copies of these documents to ensure that they were not destroyed by members of the FBI or the intelligence community that he had come to distrust. But this all kind of rolls into why this is such a difficult case, in my opinion, to bring criminal charges on, but also why Trump's responses can be somewhat contradictory. Number one, Buck, I think the president's best defense is going to be all of these documents were declassified. I made it clear. We'll talk to Cash about this. And so the idea that I was mishandling classified documents is impossible because I had declassified all of this. He has basically the absolute power and privilege, as you've talked about, to declassify documents. Now, did he follow? The argument I would imagine from the Department of Justice will be he didn't follow proper protocols in order to officially declassify these documents. What were they? What did those protocols look like? But also, I think he has a defense of, look, you came down here in early parts of this year and I said, hey, go through it. If you need to take some of these documents back, you can. I think he has a good defense that he can offer there as well, that he tried to comply with it, with authorities, and wasn't trying to keep these. And then I think you finally can say, I didn't even know about some of this stuff, right? Like, I'm not going through my boxes of memorabilia. Buck, I've got all of my baseball cards. My sons sometimes are going through them. I can barely remember what I had from the early 80s. They're sometimes finding stuff like, Dad, did you know you had this card? Yeah, it got boxed up 25 years ago. I think he has a lot of defenses, which would ordinarily lead to not a conviction being able to be granted. And remember, Buck, what they said about Hillary was, no reasonable prosecutor would bring these charges because they don't believe they can get a conviction. That's the one thing hanging out here about this that I think is significant. Can they get a conviction?
Well they would. The problem that we face, and I discussed this with a number of legal experts over the weekend. This is what I do on vacation. Ask legal experts over a gin and tonic. Excuse me, sir. That is true, actually. That is what happened. A number of them were saying that if you bring this in D.C., the chance of you getting an anti-Trump jury you're going to get an. You could indict Trump for assassinating Abraham Lincoln, and you'd get a guilty verdict in Washington, D.C. right now. It doesn't matter, right? They would go, anything that you brought against Donald Trump would be a sufficient charge to get a conviction. I also think it's interesting that there's this story we're told that there's so much urgency. I saw this, remember, I was texting with you before the Friday show about, oh, now it's nuclear secrets, right? Because they have to, gosh, get everyone as scared as possible. Trump left 18 months ago, give or take. There's been back and forth negotiation over this. If it really is the kind of information that they want people to believe, the notion that they should wait and this would go back and forth between lawyers seems a bit of a stretch, right? If this really was, hey, here's where all of our, you know, super secret submarines are with their nuclear capability, whatever. I don't know what the information is, but think of the most sensitive stuff imaginable. And if it's not that, which I don't believe it is, Clay, this stuff is being held under under lock and key at Mar-a-Lago, where there's a Secret Service. You and I have been there numerous times.
Yep.
Secret Service detail patrolling the ground, security patrolling the ground, surveillance cameras on the storage areas where this is. So, you know, how much more secure does the information have to be before they would say, well, maybe it isn't some grave threat to national security after all? And that's why we're at some level, we're going back and forth in the dark here, because without knowing what the info is, they keep saying you got to take our word for it. And I refuse to take their word for it. That's the problem. It would be silly to take their word for it.
When we come back, I want to bring up another case, because you're right. I think if they bring the case in District of Columbia court with the forum favorability that they have, where 5% of people maybe in D.C. voted for Donald Trump, 95% against him. We've seen this with other cases that are brought to bear in the federal circuit. But I want to talk about, do you remember Bob McDonnell? He was the former governor of Virginia Republican.
I know this case very well. They wanted to federally prosecute his wife, who wasn't even an elected official.
He got convicted of bribery in Northern Virginia in 2014. 2 years later, the United States Supreme Court overturned that conviction. The reason why I bring it up, and I want to talk about it when we come back in this next segment, is, Buck, I think whatever happens at the D.C. federal local trial court level, Trump will be appealing, and this could end up reaching the United States Supreme Court as a test case over what is presidential power as it pertains to confidential, classified documents, all of these different things, which are unresolved, really, on the court of law universe. And what could that mean in terms of a legal battle when we come back?
There's a lot of noise out there right now about what you do with your money, how you should prepare for the future. Finding time to research and learn about how you can preserve the value of your life savings can be daunting, right? Particularly because you got a full plate these days. But it may be the most important thing you can do for yourself and your long-term retirement plans. This is the first year in many we've had to worry about inflation in this way and what it's doing to the value of every dollar you've saved. Let's say inflation's only 9% at the end of this year, meaning your savings account is worth that much less. Now, you may choose to invest more in the stock market, but that's risky. Or you might take a prudent, proven method of investing a portion of your savings in gold. I mean actual, real, physical gold. It's a precious commodity that has been proven over time to hold up best in times of economic uncertainty. There's one company I rely on, one company I recommend, and it's the Oxford Gold Group. They're the industry leader. Their proven advice and their best pricing guarantees are two solid reasons why. Call the Oxford Gold Group today to request your free precious metals investment guide, toll free, at 833-404-GOLD, 833-404-GOLD.
No surprise, but do you know the number of abortions in states where it's deemed legal have increased since the overturning of Roe v. Wade? Sadly, unborn babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's where Preborn steps in. Preborn introduces moms to their precious babies through ultrasound. When a mom in crisis hears her baby's heartbeat and sees her or him on ultrasound, she is twice as likely to choose life. Preborn has rescued hundreds of thousands of babies' lives, and their network of clinics are located in the highest abortion states, standing strong for moms in crisis and the most vulnerable
preborn babies. Five ultrasounds are just $140, helping to rescue five babies. Preborn relies on donations from us. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck, sponsored by Preborn.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Buck, I just want to put this case out in everybody's mind, because again, we try to be ahead of where a lot of the media that you're going to listen to is. And so I think you're right about the forum shopping and the aspect that if an indictment is brought against Donald Trump, that a DC court would be very likely to convict him. But that wouldn't be the end of the story. There would be an appeal. And given the fact that any charges that are brought against Trump would theoretically be brought against and involving statutes that have not been used ever to prosecute a president before, there's an interesting case that came out, I believe it was in 2014. Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell was sentenced, found guilty of bribery in Richmond, Virginia. And they were accused of accepting gifts, vacations, loans from a Virginia businessman in exchange for helping the company. The Supreme Court, Buck,
Can I just add one thing to this? Because I got very fired up at this at the time. There was never even an allegation that they took an official act in the further. Essentially, there was no in the quid pro quo. They accepted gifts, and then the appearance of being around the governor was considered enough for the state of Virginia. Didn't want to bring charges. The feds came after him. He was talked about as a vice presidential contender for the Romney ticket, just to give everybody a sense of how high up he was at the time. Go ahead.
So 9-0 Supreme Court shot it down, and the ruling said that the federal government's view was far too broad of bribery law and how far it could stretch. And so the reason why I bring this up is these are not directly analogous cases, but given the Supreme Court's skepticism, I think it's fair to say a federal power in its current makeup, It is not extraordinary for me to think about this case against Trump, Buck, going all the way to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court being charged with determining what exactly are the extent of President Trump's powers. Did he declassify these documents? Was there in any way a crime that was committed? I think it might well go to the Supreme Court if they bring charges.
And I also just want to remind everybody, this is one of my favorites, Clay. When you're wondering, is the DOJ, are prosecutors weaponized against Republicans? Think of all the high-level bogus prosecutions, including the Bob McDonnell prosecution that was overturned 9-0. I was getting heat from conservatives at the time saying, hey, guys, look, does it look a little gross? Yeah. Should his wife be accepting a Rolex from a businessman interstate just because? I don't know. It doesn't look so good. But if he didn't do anything that was actually in exchange for the gift, and he listed the gift, which he did, what are we, Clay, they wanted to send him to prison for 11 years, federal prison, for I think it was $175,000 in total in gifts. They wanted to send his wife to prison for 2 years, and they used that to force the plea. She wasn't even a public official. They said that she was part of the conspiracy to defraud the state of Virginia. Bob McDonnell, bogus prosecution. Chris Christie, bogus prosecution. Scott Walker, Rick Perry, Donald Trump. Go down the line, man. This is what they do. They get some lib hack prosecutor at the state level or the federal level to come after our people. They hid exculpatory evidence so they could go after Ted Stevens. And that Senate seat, by the way, then flipped Democrat. They lied to go after Ted Stevens. And without that, they wouldn't have gotten Obamacare through.
Well, one of the big ways, Buck, that you make a name for yourself is by attaching criminal charges as the prosecutor in cases like these. And most of the time, the prosecutors who are bringing these cases are intensely political in their own right. That's what's going on with Trump. If you can take a pound of flesh away from Trump, you elevate yourself in your state political hierarchy, whether you're in Georgia, whether you're in New York, whatever state you're involved in. I would just point out that whatever happens with the Trump low-level potential of charges, this thing is probably going to go all the way to the Supreme Court. So, and there's a decent chance that Trump could be validated now. Now, think, Buck, what's the immediate response going to be if the Supreme Court says
they're going to want a court pack and they're going to freak out?
That's right.
Imagine we get to a point where it's a 6-3 decision,
that's
which I think it would be, saying that these charges against Trump are bogus. I mean, the libs, what comes beyond, you know, it is a bit like Spinal Tap. The dial will go to 11. Like, what comes beyond the lib meltdown we'd already see if Trump didn't face criminal charges or didn't face actual prosecution?
Just flag this audio, because what they would say is the only way Trump could escape criminal charges is by selecting his own jury. And that's what they would say, because he got three appointments to the Supreme Court. We got a call. Yeah.
Let's take Brad in New Orleans, military officer, used to handle a lot of classified docs. Got some thoughts on this one. Brad, thank you for your service and your call. What's up?
Appreciate it. I just wanted to comment. I handled nuclear documents, and I used to classify documents at the confidential, secret, top secret, and above. And anything above secret was numbered. And it was on a distribution list. Like if you had Joint Chiefs of Staff, there would be 1 through 20. And each document would be numbered and signed for it. So just like evidence, it'd be a chain of custody and accountability. So, secret and below, I mean, anybody can have, you know, can was on a list and they weren't numbered. But above that, they were numbered in serial numbers.
Yeah, no, Brad, that's a good point. There is for the very high-level stuff, Clay. Sometimes,
great.
Thank you, Brad. It's read-only, hard-copy docs, and... You know, when I was in, what I had for lunch yesterday when I was in the CIA was considered secret. It was ridiculous. But there is a level of secrecy where there's much greater accountability and trackability.
Well, and you would think if that's super important, Buck, that you would want to get that instead of waiting 18 months for it to sit at Mar-a-Lago. And even this warrant was issued on Friday, and they didn't execute it until the Monday of last week. If it's so dangerous to American security that you absolutely have to have these documents, why would you wait 18 months and then after getting the warrant, wait 3 more days?
You know who hasn't waited on this one yet, Clay, and I think is really going to be able to explain all the legal intricacies and make sense of this? Kamala Harris, you know, she was the Attorney General of the state of California for a while. Let's hear what Kamala has to say.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.